Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Everybody, it's KP here, and we're talking on the 5th of October at pretty early in the morning, 12:30 our time in the morning, Hawaii time, and hope all is well with everyone out there. The title of this is this show tonight. I was the double, triple, quad 11's mission to Kauai, and that's one of the things I want to talk about. But there's quite a few other items that have come up recently, and I'm sure we'll go into some of those as we move through the show. And so, you know, one of the things that really happened, I was strongly moved to go on this journey, which was to Kauai, and it was for 3 days, two nights. And it was on, I kind of asked beforehand kind of when I felt I should go. And when this thing came up, it was pretty clear to me that that the time to go was that I really needed to be there on the 11, or on the 10-1. And so it just somehow came about, I don't remember the exact process for the whole thing, but that there was a double, triple, and, you know, that the 10-1 was actually a 10 plus 1, that's an 11, and then 2018 is, of course, an 11 year. We're in an 11 year. Add all those numbers up. So there was a double 11 on the 00 at the beginning of that date. And then on the 0011, that was another 11. So that's the date made a double 11 plus the 11 on the 0011. That was an 11. And then the 1111, which is 11:11 a.m., that was one more. So that was essentially a double, a triple, and a quadruple 11, and I really just had the feeling that the sense that that was going to lead to something big time. So there I was, you know, flew in early morning, flew in at 9:15 in the morning on a direct flight from Kona to Kauai, and then that, you know, came in, got the car. Actually, at about 11 o'clock, that was when I was scheduled to pick up the car, and actually got the car at about 11:11. So, you know, the whole thing was just kind of all timed out to really fit into this 11:11, this 11:11 year. So that was a whole deal. So it was very clear that when that was carried out, first of all, right away, it was, I noticed not too long after the second part of it that, you know, I did the OO mission, and this was at Kalalau Valley. When the clock turned, that was the first ceremony at 0000. And then there was 0011. And I noticed when I got back after that was done, and I came down later to Kalalau or to Waimea Canyon Overlook, that I noticed that there was a Gaia portal which had just come out. So one of the things that I noticed at the time of the 0011 mission was that it was, or the ceremony was that there was quite a bit of, I could see it, even though it was like real dark at nighttime, I could see it intuitively. I could see this light, huge shield ball of light that was really coming through the valley, and it was almost like coming down Kalalau Valley. And you've all seen photos that I posted, you've all seen photos of Kalalau Valley. And that valley is just sort of like an input, a slide, it's like the light comes down into that. So it's also connecting to what was done the previous month with the mission at Haleakala. And that was a 4-day, 3-night mission, kind of setting that, connecting with the light portal, the solar light portal, the solar portal from Haleakala. And that was also connecting to what was being done on the 1st of October, just recently on Kauai. So the whole thing was connected. And it was very important, I feel, to connect to that mission, or to that connection with, the connected to the mission done on Haleakala. So that was one thing that I just didn't realize here, to that Haleakala mission that was in August. So anyway, I'm just kind of writing this down right now. I'm kind of just came to mind. So in any event, the whole, it was very much, this whole mission was connected to the sun. It was also connected to bring in a full illumination to the planet. So after the 11:11, now this was during the day, and there were a lot of connections there that this whole thing was very well brought, the 11:11, there were a lot of people there, and I found a particular spot, and it was really very clear that people were kind of being kept away from my own particular spot. And then at the 11:11, it was very strongly brought in. I could see this light was being brought in, and it was a very clear message that it was quite a huge influx of light, the solar portal light from Haleakala, connecting to Haleakala, and also bringing in a full illumination to the planet, a massive, higher, multi-level illumination. And there's no doubt that this is a multi-level, multi-vibrational level illumination of the planet. So it's was a very big event, and I felt it was a very big event. And this whole thing was also very much, I know the ceremony I carried out, also called in, calling in of a healing for the planet and all of humanity. So this was pretty much a whole human, and I really believe this is one of the reasons that there were a lot of people there. I mean, 11:11 in the morning, the parking lot was full. Very rarely do I ever go there where the parking lot is full. And there were all these different, you meet all these different people, all these different, from all these different places. I heard German, I heard English, I heard French, I heard other kinds of languages. There are many Asian people there. And that's one of the wonderful things about it, is that it's a very, it kind of connects Kalalau Valley, Kauai, all the islands really connect so many different cultures together. And that's what, that's one very important thing. that is one deal that, with all the events that are going on in the United States right now, I feel it's really important to realize this is a planetary event. And that's why that the going to these places, really, you know, going to Kauai, going to Maui, it's a very international type of feeling. Even though it's Hawaiian, you know, there's a Hawaiian culture. There's a connection with the Hawaiian cultures, of course, and the original Hawaiian, whatever you want to call it, the original Hawaiian movement, realize this, you know, the connection to the cosmos, but also the connection eventually in Hawaii, they became aware that there were other cultures. Ever since Captain Cook first came here, they realized that there were other, then they began to realize that they were connected to the world, to the planet. And so this really opened things up. And of course, you know, there's a lot of what you would call negative things that happened. But in any event, this particular event on the 10-1, I do believe was one of the connectors for, you know, it could very, you know, this very well will bring back the full connection of the Kingdom of Hawaii to the planet. And the essence of the kingdom will come back, meaning the essence was for the planet, was caring for the planet, caring for the land, caring for the ocean, and that will come back as well. So, right, one thing I will mention, right after, I believe it was the second ceremony, I did notice that the Gaia portal had come through. And this was the Gaia portal of the 10-1, and it was very important, I feel, to to connect with that. And it said energetic completions are verified. And this particular one was, let's see, when did it come out? It came out at, I don't know when it came out, but it came out at, I believe it was, check this out here. I do believe that it came out at 10:01. Well, that would be airport time, you know, the Ireland time. So that would have been 00:01 for us 10 hours prior. So that would have come out at Hawaii at 00:01. So, you know, right the first minute after the first ceremony, this airport came out. So I think it is important that and let me read that one. The title was Energetic Completions Are Verified. And second line is Astral Layers Are Cleansed. Something happened there, definitely. Pardons for those in return are granted. Now, you know, the Q posts that have come out often talk about there's one of the recent ones that came out as something to do with musical chairs. You know, where you play the music, and then one of the posts was something about the music is ending. And those who have not chosen to to make amends and to come clean, it's not to say that they don't have a chance for it, but I know that those who choose to return to the light will be pardoned of all the whatever, you know. It's like anyone who chooses to return to the light and to make amends for what they've done and to just really come clean. I've had that experience. You know, there is, you know, all pardons are granted. So I don't know what will happen to some of the others who have decided to stay with, attempt to continue the dark darker agendas, but stay in the shadows. But that's not my, you know, that's my, not my kuleana. That's not my responsibility and not my path. So energetic completions are verified. Astral layers are cleansed, pardoned for those in return who are coming, in my view, that was it, those in coming back, are granted. And destinies of hue beings and hue beings, in other words, small h beings and hue beings, align. So that, to me, is what's really going on right now energetically. That really reflected that. And so, you know, the final ceremony was carried out, and the final ceremony was carried out at 11:11, and then after that, I just said, you know, hey, I'm, you know, I did my thing about going to get something to eat and kind of celebrating in that way. And I had to get there by 2 o'clock because that was when Kalaheo Cafe, and that's where I wanted to go. That's where I wanted, needed to go. That was when they were closing. They would close for breakfast. That they closed at 2 o'clock. So in any event, that was kind of part of the deal. So all this light was coming in, all the energy that was brought in through that mission was quite, quite a deal. So now, I will say a couple of the results that I just got immediately was, first of all, was there was a someone who I did speak to when I was at Kalaheo, and they had mentioned something about a couple of surprises that had come that day, that apparently their work situation had cleared up, and also they had gotten paid for a week where they didn't even work, weren't even working because of the hurricane on the East Coast. So that was one neat thing. And the other one that I just heard today was that something happened. I said, well, what did you do in that ceremony? And I just said, well, I did my thing. And, well, they had a situation that had to do with you know, work permits and things like that, that had just come through, that just came through that same, I don't know if it's that same day, but it had just come through, and they've been waiting a year for this to clear up. And kind of a work permit, something to do with a travel permit, whatever the deal was, but that had just come through. And I'm not saying what else exactly happened as a result of that. But that was, that's what we talked about. So we talked a little bit about that. And I can tell you that there's probably going to be quite a bit more coming through. Some of the results might not be things that people necessarily like, but it's a mission for the entire planet. And I'm not saying huge things are going to happen for it, with it, but there's a lot of other things happening, and I do feel it's very important for each of us to continue to do our whatever we're called to do. And so, you know, that's one thing that, you know, that's one thing that definitely was very clear to me, that we're here for various reasons. Now, one note that I did want to make here was that there's a lot of apocalypses, unveilings that are currently happening in the United States. And some of the things, you know, that are all, you know, they're all happening, they're all on schedule as far as I can, you know, I mean, I'm not any expert at it, but there are unveilings happening. And of course, we got the Kavanaugh hearings, we got these going on, and people are you know, either very much aligned and tuned in to the real reason for this happening, and things being exposed as a result of it. But definitely that's what is happening. And some people are just going to have to go through their time of kind of freaking out about these things. Not everybody, but some. And one of the things that happened to me today was before I went to coffee was, you know, someone who lives close to me was talking about that and just kind of how they're kind of going through this sort of a freaking out energetically with the things that they're seeing happening. And of course, it's their view of what's happening. And some people, you know, like myself, I view it as all very, you know, it's necessary. And if you want to look at it as positive, you know, the darkness or the old has to be cleared away. And for me, that's definitely what's happening out right now. But when I talked to this person, I didn't really say anything. I just listened and said, you know, it's all going to be okay. You know, we are going to be, you know, some things you have to just kind of observe and try to observe and just be open-minded about positive things happening, the results from this. And sometimes in some places people can only see the darkness, what they can perceive as darkness. And it's, remember from the Course in Miracles, that was a major thing that, you know, I'm not a victim of the world that I see. And a lot to do with perceptions. So you'll find a lot of people are probably going through clearing of their old perceptions of what's going on. And I can't, again, to me it's very important. My view is it's very important to at least today it was very important just to not judge anything. And to kind of allow, you know, to stay in the light, for myself to stay in the light, and to be light. In other words, not be heavy, you know, to be not heavy with myself and with other people. Because they're going to have to go through their own things. What they go through is not my, it's not my responsibility, but my responsibility if they choose to share with me is just to be there and listen to them and not to put any judgment on what they're going through. So so that to me is a very important part of the whole deal. And of course I learned that partly in, you know, working in 12-step program and working with others. You don't judge what they're going through, but you just share your experience, strength, and hope with them. And that's kind of what I chose to do today. And so it, you know, I don't know what happened with them, but they're wonderful. You know, they're just for them to share that was really, you know, it was really a special experience for me. So in any event, I did really enjoy this article that a video sort of pointed me to. You know, it's Aim for Truth, I think it is that they're called. And you know, they're the it's kind of like And We Know. That's the video person who puts these great videos together. But I kind of wanted to, you know, point that out. And the article that started, all of a sudden I started writing, I read the article by Serial Brain 2, and it just started really hitting me as I watched this video that it was very impactful, and I just, we'll read part of this. I posted in part because I found it summarized many of the dark cabal principles and modes of imprisonment they have used and about which many who read this are aware. I also post this in part because my body, my 3D body, was born in the USA, and as it was born near the U.S. July 4th Independence Day, I'm quite intimately aware of how many U.S. Americans feel about freedom and how it is celebrated. The other thing I said, USA Americans, because, you know, there's also North America is bigger than just the United States. You know, it's got Canada, and also Mexico and other countries in North America. So, and anyway, I just described a little bit about my own 3D life, how I had my own self-induced prison, which eventually led to my drinking. And eventually led to my getting bad enough for me that I went into a 12-step program. And through that, learned that I was a spiritual being, much more than the 3D-only concept I'd been living with. And then as my life progressed, I learned about my galactic cosmic nature and also learned about the galactic dark civilizations whose purpose it was to enslave planets and mine their resources and their inhabitants. And then I learned eventually about human-alien hybridization programs and systems of enslavement. You know, we're talking about central banks and stuff like that. And I learned that the planet Earth was really basically what has basically been one of those enslavement planets. So I do feel, though, it is important to understand. Okay, now here's I didn't write that, but now the United States arena is one. Is where the first major step in the cabal exposure and removal program is taking place. Like it or not, it is a military intelligence slash war type of operation that is being carried out. A communication channel for this operation is called QAnon. It is not only connecting anonymous patriots, that is U.S. patriots, with the military, it is also connecting millions around the planet and helping to unify, quote, the masses around the world in the liberation process. That's why Q, and this is not in the article here, but that's why, to me, Q is a very significant, very important piece of what's going on. So in the United States, it is being led by President Donald J. Trump, whether you like it or not. It involves a grand alliance of individuals and resources, many of which are from the galactic realms. So this is not just a, you know, it's not just a Trump thing. Certainly not a Republican thing. It is not just a few people. It's many, many people. And so, you know, the Serial Brain 2 message hits some very key points about the process, and I know it hits home with many, many USA Americans who get the message and who, you know, deep within have been waiting for this moment in time for decades. It's like the country has been, and I didn't put this in there, but the country has been taken away from what it originally was intended to be. I'm not really a USA rah-rah, you know, get my guns and carry out stuff and run around with a flag on my chest. No, that's not my thing. I'm a cosmic being. And I know I'm a cosmic being. I also know that I'm a planet. I'm a being of this planet. And I feel at home wherever I go, whether it's Peru or Egypt or Mexico or Canada or, you know, Asian countries. It doesn't make any difference. I always feel at home. And I always honor and respect their cultures. So I recommend that you read that article. It kind of summarizes a lot of things that we know about. And it was just a great sort of a inspiring piece as far as I can say. But right now we are in the point where it's sort of like everything is coming to a head and action is now being taken. And pretty soon, as soon as this Kavanaugh process is concluded, once that's concluded, and then things are going to start happening really quickly. And people are going to start to freak out, and hopefully they will, you know, we can all do our part to help people understand. So whatever that is, we will know what to do and call it, you know, to me, we'll call upon the higher ups, the guides, my own guides, my own higher self to follow and to do what needs to be done, you know, to really help this process go as smoothly as possible. So there are things that are happening. There's a lot of things being prepared. And the last note that I put there was, you know, the story is not yet over. Buckle up. That's what it says. So aloha to all. And I'm going to end it here, and we will talk later. In the meantime, we'll let Brother Iz carry us out with the sovereignty song, E ala e aloha.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. E ala 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 e